This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Drunk.
You're supposed to be more professional? I don't know. I didn't get you drunk. You showed up at my house drunk.
Yeah, I didn't accuse you of anything, but I went out for a couple drinks before. Tom.
To set the picture for the listener, it's 3:30 in the morning right now. Tim's shown up at my door.
I mean, that would be acceptable, I think.
No, I would be...
Because I was tying one on with the boys.
No, I'd be concerned if you showed up to sleep at my house for the night.
It's 9:42 p.m.
I didn't even realize it was that late. I gotta go to bed. You gotta get out of here.
All right. I'm happy to. I'm very tired. I'm drunk. No, Tom, I have a life outside this podcast. I've met some people before I came here.
And you met some people for the first time and you went out and got drunk with them?
No, Tom.
Were you paying for all the drinks?
This is another thing, Tom. Like, you find it hard to believe that I have friends, that I have a life outside of coming here and recording a podcast with you. Like, oh, this is my whole life. This is the one thing I have to look forward to.
Where do you know these friends from?
The docks.
I don't think so. I don't think you know anybody from the docks.
We drink 40s down at the docks.
I can't really see you doing that. I can't envision you hanging out with a bunch of
presumably
they're dock workers.
Do you have friends that I don't know about?
Yeah, I guess, sure.
That I don't know about?
That you don't know anything about? Yeah. I don't, probably not. Oh, no, there are some people that I think I'd consider friends that you don't know a lick about.
Really? Yeah. Online friends?
No. No, but people that don't live here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now I want to know more. Can you tell me their full names?
No, Tim. Not unless you're going to start divulging some details about your friends who hang out down at the docks and get you drunk before taking you to my house.
Tom, this is going to sound reductive. There's not much to my life. I don't do much.
All right.
I don't think that's a bad thing,
necessarily. And one of the small pleasures you get in life is drinking down at the docks, and I should just get off your back.
Yeah, with the boys.
With the boys. Now, they work at the docks, or these are just other guys who go to the docks?
Tom, I'll be honest with you. I don't know their stories.
Right, yeah.
That's not what we talk about.
What do you guys talk about? Your favorite boats that you can see?
No, we talk about... mostly
that day's big catch.
The UK office.
Oh, wow.
But these guys, Tom.
Yeah.
This is going to be a twist for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're from the UK.
Oh, okay.
So they just call it the office.
Right.
And you know what they call the American office?
Probably the American office.
Nope. They call it the office, an American workplace.
Oh, okay. So like the title that's on like DVDs over there or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what these guys do.
Wow.
So we're mostly talking about Ricky Gervais.
Do they talk about you ever bring up the first Avengers movie to them and they go, oh, you mean Avengers Assemble?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how our conversations go about the Avengers.
Probably just like a lot of back and forth that kind of goes that way.
We're talking about Martin Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about
Now, is it, you're talking about Martin Freeman when you're talking about The Office or when you're talking about Marvel movies?
I mean, both.
Yeah.
Did I hear incorrectly, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Tom, I've been frequenting gossip sites lately.
These guys at the docks, Tim, they're a bad influence on you.
Can I ask you a question?
I think I've seen the same blind item you saw.
Can you answer me honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Is Martin Freeman a problematic guy?
I
heard bad things about him, and I don't want to because he played Tim on The Office.
Right,
and
yeah.
Tom, my
he's
name is namesake. Tim.
Yeah. He's who you're named after.
Exactly. Yeah, my parents named me after his character on The Office.
For the first like 25 years of your life, you were Roger.
Tom.
And then your parents became such big fans of The Office UK. Now, at that time, it was just called The Office because the American Office hadn't come out yet.
Right. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Can I get this on goddamn? Okay. The Office.
Watching you try and use IMDb, and it's like a... Like somebody just showed a chimpanzee a computer for the first time.
No, just trying to get... Typing in The Office to the search bar.
Uh-huh.
In the drop down that comes out on the search bar, mm-hmm. you get the American Office, and then you get like Office Space, and you get all this other stuff.
Yeah.
How about the other popular thing called the freaking Office, the original version of The Office?
Did they have The Office and American Experience on there?
An American workplace. No, that was the first thing that came up.
Oh, okay.
Because we're in America.
Right.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Tom. This might blow your mind.
Yeah.
The Office came out 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have been named after Tim from The Office because I am a cool young Gen Z
guy. No. You could have had a son at the time and thought, I like this guy so much, I'm going to name my son Tim. But I could see you doing that, and then you have to explain to everybody. They're like, "Oh, Tim Jr." And you're like, "No, he's not named after me. He's named after
Martin Freeman's character." And now in 2023, I'd have to be like, "Oh, and then he's named after Tim Canterbury."
Then they'd be like, "Oh, you mean Jim from The Office?" And then you'd have to explain, "No, you're thinking of The Office and American Workplace."
That was the thing that was most baffling to me. Like, I understood they were translating The Office from
right,
the UK
we don't have Tim's
to the
over
US.
Here.
And it was like, all right, they had to make things more relatable for the US.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, so the character of David Brent, that does feel very British.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, Michael Scott. Okay, that's very American in a very specific way, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's like, the guy that has his name Tim. It's like, I'm a name Tim. I can relate to this guy. That's the reason I got into the UK version.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's America. Tims are Jim now.
Yeah. And Don became Pam.
Yeah. Don, again. I've never met an American named Don.
I don't think there are that many British people named Don either.
Dish soap, right?
That's what I said. Yeah, maybe that's why.
Don, nice to meet you. You want to fight some grease for me?
Well, speaking like that, she would think you were talking about yourself.
That I'd be a grease ball?
Yeah, you'd be a real grease ball talking like that.
Yeah. Oh, but I'd say, you want to get to work on some grease?
Oh, that's if you were flirting with her borderline harassing
her? Well, the first thing was negging, Tom.
Oh, okay.
You taught me this.
I didn't teach you
You taught me all the pickup artist stuff.
What was the Dwight on the UK Office?
Gareth.
I was going to say Gavin. I knew it was something like that.
I looked you straight in the eye, so you knew I wasn't looking at the IMDb that was up.
I thought you were doing that so I knew you weren't lying to me, so I believe you.
Played by Mackenzie Crook, which is a cool name. I should name my kid Mackenzie Crook.
Yeah, that is a cool name. He seems like a cool guy. He's in a lot of stuff.
They're all in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, good for them. They all made it.
Yeah. How are you doing this week, Tom?
Pretty good. I met a giraffe this weekend for the first time.
A giraffe?
Yeah, I met a giraffe.
Wow.
And guess what? I met him on his level.
You were that tall?
No, I wasn't that tall, but I was up on like a thing that was tall.
Oh, wow.
Like a tall deck so that the giraffe's head was the same height as my head. Actually, I was a little taller than the giraffe in this situation.
Wow, what a feat.
Yeah, made me feel so alive.
You know, my son knows, so we do all the animal noises. You know what the giraffe noise is?
What?
Because I put my
that long neck the you motion, do with your finger.
I do the motion up the neck and go.
So now he thinks and my son giraffes can't whistle in the wild.
He can't whistle, so he goes whoop.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, a giraffe doesn't make that sound, but like he doesn't know. He's two. Who cares?
Dre, you never
who
hear
cares
about
what a 2 year old knows or thinks, right? He's mistaken. He thinks a giraffe makes a whistle noise. Who gives a shit? And even if he grows up to be 36 and thinks that a giraffe makes a whistle noise, who cares? Nobody cares what anybody thinks what a giraffe makes.
Tim, I'm not your wife. Don't start yelling at me about how you raise your child.
Never yelled at my wife.
No, you take it all out on me.
It's true. My wife thanks you.
You don't hear a lot about the kinds of noises giraffes make, do you?
No. It's probably
I imagine
horrific.
Something like this, like a...
Yeah.
Right?
Well, okay. So my in-laws...
I feel like most animals, if you don't know what noise they make, it's something along the lines of...
Yeah, exactly. My in-laws took my son, well, we were
on
visiting...
safari.
...to a zoo or some such thing.
Yeah.
And they saw... they saw flamingos.
Okay, neat.
And do you know what sound a flamingo makes?
Probably like a quack, quack.
I don't know what sound a flamingo makes, but these flamingos were apparently in heat.
Oh, okay.
So they were making loud screeching noises.
Yeah.
But I didn't know this.
I was worried. I thought you were going to say they were cursing or something.
And so, like, in front it's of your just young as bad. Son. Like, I don't know. He hears a lot of things. You know, when parents are like, you can curse in front of them, they hear a lot of curses. It's like, no, I don't think that's a good thing, though. Like, I think you should stop cursing in front of your kids. Yeah, anyway, he goes and sees, without me, these flamingos in heat that are, like, freaking losing their minds, screeching at each other. Mm-hmm. And then I'm walking him to daycare a couple weeks later. Yeah. We see an inflatable flamingo as part of we walk past this weird building where they always have inflatable stuff. But there's an inflatable flamingo.
It's a pool supply store.
And he goes by, he's like, loud, too loud, keep going. And like, it's like, it's not loud. They're not making any noise. He's like, flamingo, loud. And like, he's like
that
freaking out.
That bird's too horny.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, stop showing horny flamingos to my son. He freaks out on the way to daycare. Did I mention I'm drunk, Tom?
Yeah, you mentioned it briefly.
Yeah, what you gotta do is this is on you. You gotta keep this on track.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I have to like catch up with you or something.
No. This is incumbent on you.
Yeah, well, I'm trying.
Because I'm gonna talk about horny flamingos. Yeah,
well,
daycare.
I'm assuming in like 15 minutes or so, you're gonna fall asleep sitting in the chair.
That'll be great, right? For all of us.
No. Tim, I got you beat on horny animals at the zoo, though.
The flamingo, the giraffe.
No,
did
the giraffe
try to tongue kiss you with his
no,
big
the giraffe was fine. They do have huge tongues because he was. They gave you like a little carrot to give him.
Yeah.
When you walked in, and I was like, "Oh,
you were at a if I'm remembering correctly, a child's birthday party."
Yeah, yeah, that's my niece's birthday party. It was at this like gigantic.
What are you doing
petting zoo.
Feeding the animals? Shouldn't that be for the kids?
The kids could do it too.
Okay.
And
but were you elbowing them
also,
out of the
Tim,
way?
Tim, this was after the party was over.
Ooh, and we the were after our, party.
Yeah, it was the after party. You could do whatever you wanted. I wrote
do whatever. Hey, stick around for the after party. Do whatever you want to the giraffe.
Tim, I wrote the giraffe's neck like a slide.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
I did. That's why I was kind of surprised you knew that they make that sound. The giraffe. So you gave them carrots. They gave you like a carrot when you went into the giraffe area to give it to him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess this guy like just eats these carrots all day. And then I thought, well, like giraffes eat leaves off of the trees. Yeah. And I think they're one of those animals where it's like, if this animal stops eating for an hour, it will die of starvation.
Yeah, its neck is so long.
It just is like constantly eating. So then I thought, oh, maybe it's like a, actually like a,
one of those animals. Yeah, I know what I know all about those. That
well, like a grazer.
Animals. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Hey, like me at a cocktail party, right?
I thought maybe like a salad bar, maybe.
Nah, me at a
You at a cocktail party. You park yourself in front of the hors d'oeuvre station.
Yeah, exactly. I'm grazing, Tom.
No, I'm saying you park yourself.
Bit of the, spinach artichoke
where,
dip.
Where the waiters come out and you stop them.
Yeah, that's called grazing, Tom.
It's harassment. You've been asked to leave more than once because of it. But it kind of made
grazing
sense to me.
And everyone's charmed by
it. You're holding out these carrots and the giraffe's kind of getting like a natural, like that's how it's used to eating. Just grabbing like little bites here and there, you know, from not from hands, but from trees.
Right. Hey, trees, nature's hands. Branches are nature's hands.
It's
you
true.
Think about it, they got fingers.
They, these guys, their horns, much harder than I was expecting. They're strong.
The giraffe's horns?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they
They're not sharp
you?
Or anything. No, but I was like petting him. And then he like...
I mean, what do you think? A horn's going to be soft? What are you, an
no,
asshole?
No, but then he like moved, he moved his head and the horns hit my hand and I was like, damn. That's a strong guy. Like, if he whacked you with these things, you wouldn't stand a chance.
Yeah. Any animal, if they decided to turn on you.
Yeah. They're just strong, some of these animals.
Yeah.
This animal especially. Oh, but they had like a bunch of monkeys at this place,
too. You got
too.
A box cutter, though?
I don't think you could do. I think, no.
Do you think their neck wouldn't?
Tim, their necks.
Wouldn't care about a box
their
cutter?
Their necks were like the thickness of you. Like, I don't think they'd be happy about somebody stabbing him with a box cutter, but I don't think...
Slicing is what I'm
I
saying.
Don't think he'd be able to do
Slashing.
It.
Slashing.
Nah, you'd be able to... It would be able to kill you, I think, before...
Yeah. It's a you, fear of mine getting slashed any, in the jugular with a box cutter.
While you're on display.
It's something
at,
that I don't
while
want
you're
to happen.
On display at a zoo.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had a bunch of monkeys, and they had...
monkeys at the petting zoo?
Yeah, you couldn't pet the monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They were in like a glass cage, I guess.
Right.
Like a glass room.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like an outdoor room. And they had tons of different types of monkeys, lemurs, all kinds of shit.
A lemur's a monkey?
It looks like one.
Okay.
But
I'm
then
not
they,
questioning it.
Like a primate. Some ape addict is typing his email right
ape
now.
Ape addict.
But they had these little monkeys.
Hey, if you're into apes, get out of here. We don't want you fact checking us.
Let us say whatever we want about primates.
Calm down, you freak.
They had these monkeys that were like the size of squirrels. Like little monkeys,
whoa,
little tiny
okay.
monkeys.
At first, I thought you were going to say the size of something and like impressively large.
No, impressively
but you were
small.
The other way. Okay.
And there are a ton of them. And all of a sudden, somebody's like, hey, look at that. And I turned, and this monkey was laying spread eagle with a huge monkey boner.
Oh, Jesus, Tom.
Another monkey comes over and starts sucking it.
All right, Tom.
I swear
We're
to God.
We're talking about juice today.
I swear to God, Tim.
We got to get to the
shocked.
Topic.
I was shocked. Thank God none of the kids saw. I couldn't believe what was happening.
You were delighted, Tom. You lost your mind. You were giggling.
I can't. I don't know for sure.
You're grabbing all the other adults.
Look. I think.
Tell me you weren't.
I mean, I told the people closest to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, of course.
I called them.
Yeah, you called me. I was nowhere.
Tell you how excited I was. I think that they were actually 69ing these monkeys
all
at
right,
one point. I'm just telling you what I saw at the zoo, Tim. It's educational.
The topic of today's episode is juice.
Yeah. Now, you suggested this topic.
Yeah.
You got juice on the brain? Is your kid a big juice fiend?
No, my kid doesn't even know about juice.
You're going to sit him down and play this?
Yeah. No, because like you can't give kids juice these days. It's all sugar.
Yeah.
Our parents didn't know it, but I know it.
Yeah. Well, I think like our parents knew it, but they were like, sugar's not bad. Fat's bad.
Yeah. Kids are just drinking water all the time. Like, we'd bring them to daycare and they're like, yeah, you bring us water bottle? Because like they all carry water bottles with them. They're all staying hydrated.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's a great thing, but it's also like, I didn't drink water till I was 34 years old, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always drank juice. My my niece, frequently, they do like half juice, half water, like a watered down juice. And I think as a result, like, I don't think she knows.
She just turned 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, my son is about to turn 2.
Okay.
So, like, eventually we'll have to, like, we're going to wean him off milk. This kid freaking loves milk, Tom.
Yeah.
I know milk isn't juice, so we shouldn't be talking about it.
Right.
But, like, if my son is listening,
enough with the... Which you said he would be.
Yeah, enough with the juice. We got to... enough with the milk.
Right.
I'm sorry. We'll transition you to juice if it'll get you
or
off the
soda.
Milk. Tom,
my
kid's not gonna know about soda. And I've said for decades I've been saying with soda, they're gonna be like, we let children drink this stuff. The same way that was like we smoked all these cigarettes around kids and thought that was okay. It's gonna be like, we give anybody under the age of 21 soda, that is sick. That's abhorrent behavior.
I don't think that's ever going to happen because I think like Coca-Cola and Pepsi are too powerful.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the tobacco companies, like, we're just barely not powerful enough to completely stop regulation.
Right.
Well, and also I think the difference is like, people, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago,
okay,
when people were smoking cigarettes and they were like, yeah, and it's good. Like, my doctor recommends it or whatever. It's not bad for you. There had to have been people that are like, I don't know. It smells like shit and it makes me cough. I think it might not be that great.
Well, the doctors were right there, and the Flintstones.
But I think
liked
the difference is, you drink a soda, you feel even better afterwards.
Tom, I don't. I feel all burpy.
Well, I think that's something wrong with you. Then you should see a doctor. I got a great soda doctor I can recommend to you, Tim.
Tom, juice.
Yeah.
I used to drink a lot of juice. I used to drink a lot of juicy juice.
Now let me ask you this: when you were a kid, did you drink from concentrate juice?
What are you talking about?
I guess.
Oh, you had that shit in the freezer?
Yeah.
No.
I knew you were going to look down your fucking nose at from concentrate juice.
No, I told you. We had juicy juice.
Juicy juice was juicy
in those
garbage.
Big cans.
Yeah, okay.
Tom, I saw you get very excited when I said big cans. You got to open it on one side with a can with a can opener. You got to open it on the other side with the can opener to get the airflow going.
Yeah, that's how our apple juice always came, I feel like.
Yeah. Juice is a drink made from the extraction or pressing of the natural liquid contained in fruit and vegetables. It can also refer to liquids that are flavored with concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Or other biological food sources such as meat or seafood. We're not going to talk about that. Such as clam juice.
Yeah.
Juice is commonly consumed as a beverage or used as an ingredient or flavoring in foods or other beverages such as smoothies.
Yeah.
I'm a smoothie man.
Mm-hmm.
I include no juice in my smoothies. I fully believe if you're going to juice a fruit... You're taking all the fiber out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucked, man. You're just drinking sugar.
Yeah, sugar is good for energy, nutrients.
But fiber's good for...
Fiber is good for pooping, but you can get fiber from other places. You can still drink juice. And,
you take
and you
fiber
get some...
tablets, Tom?
I have them, but I've never really taken them because... It doesn't. I feel like you need to drink it. You know what I mean? Like Metamucil.
Yeah, Metamucil.
Yeah.
You know, I should probably get into that.
You don't drink Metamucil ever?
No, do you?
Oh yeah. First off, it tastes pretty good.
Does it? I mean, here's a man that wants to eat chalk.
Yeah.
I...
It's like orange flavor. It tastes like Tang, kind of.
Okay.
Have you ever had Tang, which is not a type of juice.
It's like worse than juice.
it's something they made for astronauts.
That's what they claim, but yeah. I don't even know.
But you have to like stir it up and then like drink it pretty quickly because it starts turning into like a gel.
Okay. So that happens in your stomach.
Yeah. That's what happens. And that, you know, is how it kind of like grabs onto everything. It's like, all right, everybody come with me. We're going out the old butthole. But when you poop it, it doesn't, it's not like a green or orange gel at all. It looks like poop.
So have you taken, do you currently take Metamucil?
Not regularly, but if I'm having, really any.
Interesting. Makes you regular, but you're not taking it regularly.
If I'm having, I won't take it if like I have a stomach ache, but if I'm having like bowel issues. That's a good or bad, or not good or bad, because there aren't good issues. I'm saying if
it's coming out like a freaking rocket, like that's great. It's getting out of me, shooting out.
No, what I'm saying is whether you got diarrhea.
So wet, so I don't have to do too much wiping, like, you know, like when it's that wet, it's like.
it didn't leave anything behind.
Yeah, exactly.
It whether you got diarrhea or you're constipated, Metamucil's pretty good. Pretty good for what else. It like, just kind of binds everything.
I always think like, oh, it's for old people. Guess what? We're fucking old people. Yeah. Now.
Well, I was told this by a gastroenterologist.
Okay.
And now what's a gastropub?
I had to say it.
They told me because I was having like stomach issues and they recommended Metamucil. And I was like, oh, isn't that like just for if you're constipated? And they're like, here's a little gastro secret. Like Metamucil, it seemed like recommending Metamucil was like 95% of this doctor's job.
Hey.
And she was like, no, like, yeah, it works for that. But like if things are too loose, it kind of like pulls everything together, grabs everything.
Yeah.
So Metamucil, check it out.
I'm going to start doing it. Doing Metamucil every day. Nancy Reagan be damned.
Why? What was her problem? Oh, she because of drugs. It's like she seemed like she would have been into Metamucil. Tim from Concentrate is fine. And you're elitist for not liking it.
Sure.
Because I looked into it. And like it's just that they take the water out.
Yeah, and then you got to put the water back in,
and then you put the water in yourself.
Why is that on me?
Because guess what? It's better for the environment.
They didn't know that in the '80s when you were doing this.
And like, who knows if like the process of getting the water out is more energy expensive?
And who's
than,
drinking that water that came out?
Could
be anybody. Could be Fidel Castro
or something. Put it in the water spot. Yeah, I didn't think about that. The water they take out.
What are they doing
with
like,
it? Presumably it's like orange. Maybe that's what they make seltzer out of.
Who is Tropicana owned by?
They are owned by Tropicana. They're like a huge company, I believe.
Okay. So do they have a soft drink division? Or a bottled water
I'm sure
division?
They have like a bottled
division. Do you
division
think they're pulling
something?
All the freaking water out of orange juice? And selling it to us as bottled water?
Nah, they're probably like taking it from the municipality without paying for it or something like that. But Tim, you are a victim of their marketing, them and Simply Orange, because these guys love to talk shit about from Concentrate. They like, ours isn't from Concentrate.
I took those marketing tactics in with clear eyes.
Well, and they worked.
Heart.
Concentrated stuff is fine. Cold press.
It's just frozen sugar, Tom.
But
just add water.
Okay. Well, you could just take regular juice and freeze it, and that's frozen sugar with water.
Exactly.
You know about cold press juices, Tim?
I've seen a sign about them.
They're like very popular now. And
I got a new place in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's salads and juices.
Yeah.
And like I like salads, but I haven't gotten in there because I think juices are bullshit.
Tim, this episode's the wrong time to tell me that you think juices are bullshit.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tim, can I tell you some interesting facts about juices?
I would love to hear.
Well, I was starting to tell you about cold press juices because I see these signs all the time. Maybe I've even had a cold press juice. What it is it uses hydraulic presses to extract juice, preserving more nutrients and enzymes compared to traditional centrifugal juicing methods.
That's what we had with our Jack Lane juicer.
Yeah, that was centripetal because right. It spun just like the
spins
gross,
the juice right out of it.
Yeah, it mashed air, like sliced and ground everything up into a pulp and then spun to get the liquid out, and then he has had this like disgusting
pulp. All the fiber.
Yeah, all the fiber. But it was
all the stuff that you're drinking in Metamucil, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could just put a dash of Metamucil in the juice.
This is what vexes me mm-hmm. about nutrition.
Okay.
Right? We know this stuff where it's like, oh, drink smoothies, don't drink
juices
because smoothies have fiber, but what if you just get a juice and you put a bunch of Metamucil in it?
It's yeah.
Like, all right. Is that as good as a smoothie?
Presumably,
taste better.
Presumably not. Presumably, it's not going to be as good as.
And like that's the thing they say. Like, any nutrients you mm-hmm. get from natural sources are going to be better than like a multivitamin mm-hmm. or like.
Well, and like Metamucil
take, right?
is natural, the like psyllium husk that they
psyllium husk.
Yeah, that's it's ground up psyllium, like seed.
What's psyllium?
Husk. It's like a seed.
Okay.
I forget what it like grows into. Maybe like a wheat type thing.
I put flax seeds in my smoothie.
Flax seeds are pretty good. I like those. Yeah. I like putting those in things.
Got some protein in them too, Tom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's something for everyone in flax seeds.
Yeah. Fiber.
Protein. I didn't realize that that's what cold pressed juices are, which makes me think like, all right, how much more enzymes and nutrients are you getting by doing it that way?
Tom, when you hear about like micronutrients, when they're like, oh, but you can take a pill, but you get this and there's micronutrients, mm-hmm. which are more important. Are you just like, that's not true?
I think it's true, but like to a small extent, like to a negligible extent. Well, that's what like I've heard about like probiotics and stuff
mm-hmm.
that people who know about this stuff are like, yeah, if you have like a, you know, a even halfway decent diet, like you're not going to need probiotic supplements. Like your body takes care of all that stuff.
Well, I mean, I understand that argument where people are like, yeah, our bodies have evolved, but like also like even within the last 20 years, food has changed so much that like our bodies that have gone through like thousands of years of evolution, millions of years of evolution might be like, yeah, I don't know how to freaking deal with a chicken McNugget though.
Yeah.
And like a chicken McNugget in 2023
but I think
isn't even like a chicken McNugget in 1996, Tom.
Yeah. But I'm saying if you're eating chicken McNuggets like at a regular fashion, at a regular clip, which by the way, I was very tempted to go to McDonald's today because they got the spicy chicken nuggets out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to go on a sabbatical from vegetarianism.
Yeah. So you can have McDonald's.
Well, I want those spicy chicken nuggets. And Tom, what I would like to eat is that fresh, never frozen quarter pounder with cheese.
You should maybe like I can sell, like, you know how they have like carbon offsets that companies sell to each other?
It's not even that, Tom. I'm afraid that if I have a hamburger, I'm going to be pooping for days.
Yeah, but I'd like to sell you something.
7 or 8 years since I've had red meat. And I think my body would be like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm going to give you diarrhea for 14 days.
I think it would give you diarrhea once immediately, and you'd probably like not feel good for maybe the rest of the night. But I think your body would very quickly be like, out of here.
But is it worth, like, is that a devil's bargain that I want to make where it's like, oh, I'll possibly enjoy this quarter pounder with cheese, and then it's diarrhea and feeling like shit for the rest of the day.
Yeah, Tim, guess what? That's what it was before you were a vegetarian, too.
No, but see, this is why I think you are mistaken about things. Like,
just because this stuff gives me diarrhea?
The same thing about like when people talk about Taco Bell. And it's like, Taco Bell, it's instant diarrhea.
Taco Bell never gave me diarrhea.
I always feel great after eating Taco Bell.
I don't know if I always feel great, but like I definitely did not. I think Taco Bell was like the one fast food that I like felt the best after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And still not great, but that was like due to overeating than like the actual stuff.
I asked you to stop, Tom.
Stop what? Overeating?
Yeah.
Well, it's
every
delicious.
Every time you go to Taco Bell, it's like, that's enough, Tom. We ordered this food for the both of us.
Stop it. That's fine. Tim, guess who drinks the most juice? And don't say kids.
Jack LaLanne.
No, he's dead. I'm asking for the country. The country, two countries that,
consume the most juice.
Yeah, I know number one and number two. If you guess either of them, I'll give you a dollar.
Number one, Brazil.
Not too far off, but no. Not too far off from one of them.
Peru.
No. You're right with South America. Colombia.
Oh.
Is number two. Number one, everyone's favorite Kiwis, New Zealand.
New Zealand, is this per capita?
Yeah. New Zealand, people drink nearly a cup of juice every day, 8 ounces of juice every day on average.
Wow. New Zealand seems like a goddamned wonderland.
Yeah, everybody's drinking juice all the time. And that's
where all the billionaires are building their bunkers.
Yeah, because they know where all the juice is.
Yeah.
Filling
those bunkers with fresh juice.
You think about 8 ounces of juice on average, and there are some people going, oh, I don't drink juice.
So 8 ounces isn't that much, Tom.
But on average, when you include like people that don't drink juice and people that drink tons of juice, like that's a lot of juice.
So like one guy drinks zero and another guy drinks 16 ounces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We drink, I believe,
in the U.S. in the good US, old U.S. of A. Flying Old Glory. 2 ounces a day.
Yeah, is the numbers I found. There's about 2 ounces.
When's the last time you had juice?
I had some juice earlier today, Tim, but I don't want to talk about it yet because we'll talk about when we talk about my favorite juices.
Okay.
But we're
gonna get to that soon. But Tom, I bought juice this past weekend.
Yeah.
Friend of the show Aaron came over to my apartment and we had brunch. And I felt like I should have juice for brunch. Yeah, so I bought a big thing of orange juice.
Uh-huh.
Nobody drank any orange juice. And now I just got this orange juice.
Did you pour it into a nice pitcher?
In a carafe?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because well, like, the good, Tropicana
bottle
packaging is nice.
It is nice nowadays.
Put that out. Nobody was interested. We drank coffee. We drank water.
Maybe if you put it in a carafe,
we're elder millennials is what we do.
Put it in a carafe and say, this is freshly squeezed. So then people feel obligated that they have to have some.
Yeah, I didn't want any. I didn't want anybody to feel obligated to drink the juice. I didn't want my son to know about juice because as soon as he tastes it, he's going to want it all the time.
Whoa,
yeah.
What is
what
this,
though? What the hell?
This water tastes good.
Yeah.
I
didn't know life could be like this. Good.
Do you know where the word juice comes from?
No, I do not.
It's from Old French in about 1300, and it developed from the Old French word jus, which is like when you have a sandwich à jus.
Yeah.
Like a roast beef sandwich à jus. That's the same word, Tim.
A French dip, please.
Yeah. It comes from, it means liquid obtained by boiling herbs.
Herbs, you
yeah.
say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. You ever have a French dip sandwich?
Yeah, yeah.
You dip it in the au jus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's delicious.
It gets all soggy. The bread gets a little soggy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's
adorable.
Funny that there aren't more sandwiches where it's like, before you eat this, get it all wet.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea.
Dip it in some crap.
But it's like, it's too... You can't make a sauce out of that stuff because it's got the consistency of water.
Yeah.
If some nice chef made that whole sandwich and went, now for the creme de la creme, the final part, and just poured jus on it and it just ran off it, you'd be like, well, the idiot.
Yeah, it's all over the plate now, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, how am I going to eat that? I'm going to lick it like a dog?
Yeah.
Take this guy and kill him. I'm imagining it's a mob boss. Yeah.
Well, that sandwich maker should have known about French dips.
Yeah.
Instead of pouring the au jus all over the fucking sandwich.
Yeah, put a little dish or something. We've been calling, we being humans, alcohol and electricity juice since the 1900s. Yeah. Which I was surprised with electricity that, like, pretty early on, they were like, we should call this juice. That's fun. Hey, give
what's
me
the origin
I need
of that,
more juice.
You know?
I don't know what the origin. I couldn't find that, Tim. One of the first regularly produced juices. Take a guess. You're not going to guess it.
Orange juice.
No, I knew you were going to guess orange juice.
Cuz it's so easy to squeeze. Idiot. It's so easy to squeeze, Tom.
Because
apple juice, if somebody gave you an apple, it's like, oh, I want apple juice. You'd be like, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, where do I even start?
Yeah, I'm squeezing it. Nothing's coming out. Maybe a drop or two's coming out.
Yeah.
Orange juice, you can do that with your hands.
Yeah, I don't know why that's
you
not.
You eat an orange, there's unintentional juice getting everywhere.
I would argue it is intentional. That you're getting the juice when you eat an orange.
Not when it's all of your when it's running down your freaking.
Well,
thumb.
Be a little more careful with how you eat it, so that doesn't happen.
Eat it like a maniac, now and nobody's gonna stop me.
No, Tim, you eat oranges with the rind, and it's. I think that's one of the reasons you don't
Tom,
like
most
orange
of the
juice.
Nutrients are in the rind.
I had some.
That's what Bill Nye won't tell you.
I had some chocolate-covered orange.
Don Herbert won't tell you.
Some chocolate-covered orange rinds recently.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. So good.
You eat the rinds.
You
huh?
eat the rinds. They're you know covered in chocolate.
When a
I don't know what they recipe, do to it, but it tastes good.
When a recipe is like, zest a lemon. It's like, well, that's all dirty. That's all on the outside.
Well, you got to wash your fruit before you do that.
Yeah, but it's so porous. People tell, like, if the bacteria is in there, it's not gonna like, a rinse in the sink will get rid of the bacteria. It's too porous.
It'll get rid of some of it.
Some of it?
Yeah.
But not the worst
Well,
kind.
I don't know. Start soaking your lemons in bleach before you eat them.
Soak them in lemon juice so they taste more like lemons.
Yeah, no, the lemon juice takes care of the bacteria.
That's true. Yeah.
But yeah, lemonade was, did I say that? Lemonade was the first?
No, you didn't yeah. answer my question.
Somehow we came around to lemons and that,
You didn't
Tim,
answer my question.
What was your question?
What was the first juice?
It was lemonade, Tim. The first regularly produced juice. It appeared in 16th century Italy as an import after its conception in the Middle East. So I guess maybe they're saying regularly produced being something that was like exported and like traded
yeah,
with.
Yeah, did they add the sugar to it or was it just lemon juice?
I would think it had sugar because otherwise that's not lemonade. That's just lemon juice.
Yeah.
Which is a different thing. And which like you wouldn't have to like import, I would think. But if, I don't know, sugar probably wasn't like super easy to come by back then. So, putting them together, maybe, I don't know, and maybe they put a couple of secret ingredients in there too to keep the Italians coming back for more. You know, they weren't going to give them the whole recipe because then they could make it instead of importing it.
Yeah. What do you have against Italians, Tom?
There's not enough time in the episode, Tim. Orange juice originated in the 17th century. Which is 100 years later, 100 okay. years before somebody said, hey, we should try
we
this
should
with
squeeze
the oranges.
An orange now. Yeah. It's practically the fucking same thing as a lemon.
Yeah, we didn't have to put any sugar or other stuff
I know
stuff
a
in
lot
there.
Of people, like, you know, like now, like people that came before us get a lot of shit from modern people being like, oh, we didn't know this stuff.
What the fuck are you talking about? Modern people.
Us.
Wait, people you know, that come before us get a lot of shit from modern people, yeah. which is us. Okay.
Right, we're modern
people. Old
people
get shit from middle-aged people is what
No,
you're
no,
saying.
What I'm saying is like people in the 1600s were like, "Oh, I see. You didn't know that like you were squeezing lemons, you didn't think to squeeze a fucking orange?"
People in the 1600s were saying this, you think?
No, we're saying yeah, this. Yeah, about, yeah, it's yeah. it's exactly what you just said.
Uh-huh. And then what's the problem with that?
Like, for that, yeah, fair. But, like, in some cases,
hundreds of years from now, somebody's not going to be sitting around recording a holocast going, like, you believe they didn't know you could squeeze this and it makes delicious juice?
But, like, Tom, what I'm saying is, like, we give people in the past.
Yeah.
Like a lot of shit for like not knowing stuff yeah. that like we take for granted.
Yeah, they didn't even know how to make a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Idiots.
And it's like, do you know how to make a PlayStation?
Tim, it's all made out of sand for the yeah. most part.
So anyway, also, you ever hear like a demo? Like when like a band comes out with like a box mm-hmm. set of like,
yeah.
oh,
oh
a-
yeah, and they have like their old shit versions.
And it's like, oh, here's a takes. Demo version, and like you, and like the Beatles do this a lot. Mm. Like they've released like demo versions, and like you're listening to like the first
or
second
demo out.
The first or second demo version of like a now iconic song,
right?
And like there's like a lyric, or there's like something in the melody where they're not,
yeah,
they haven't developed it yet, mm-hmm. and you're just like, you idiot, that's not how it goes. That should go like. One tone higher, or like, no, idiot, that lyric doesn't work. And it's like, yeah. you feel like, how did you not know this? Like, it's so, like, why didn't you, like, do it the right way on this demo? And it's like, No, they're the guy that came up with this. They're the people that came up with this. What are you mad at them about?
You do this or who does this?
All of us. It's human nature.
I don't think so, Tim. When I listen to a demo of a favorite song, I think, oh, this is an early version. They hadn't quite figured everything out yet.
Yeah, but you're just like,
I don't think they're idiots.
But you're like, it's so obvious. It should be this. Like, no, how did they not know this at this point?
I think I have the like awareness to think.
You don't. You give nobody any grace. You pretend like you give a lot of people grace you don't.
If I'm listening to a demo of a Beatles song and I go, no, you idiots, it should be like this. I know, I think that because that's eventually what they did.
Yeah, we all know that inherently, but we're also like, just do it, John Lennon.
So. I don't think we're all like that.
I think you are, and you're afraid. Let's get your tough juices, Tom.
Do you think everybody listens to band demos of famous songs? Goes, look at these idiots. They didn't even know how the song went.
Yeah, I do. And I don't think it's
you
like...
You think that's why they put them out? Like, and we'll put these out for the Beatles.
They're doing that so they can sell another fucking box set.
Yeah, yeah, especially
but
when
like,
it comes
I
to
think
the Beatles.
It's a trick of our brain that we're like, nah, you don't know this? I know this.
I don't know. My brain doesn't trick me with that. It tricks
me
with a lot of stuff.
The same way
you're
like, oh, you didn't know that you can squeeze an orange and get oranges? I know that. So like everybody should know that.
I think like figuring out you can squeeze oranges because you can squeeze lemons is different than like not being able to write Love Me Do on the first try or whatever.
They did write that one on the first try. Wow. You're wrong. Listen to the demo. It's perfect.
I should.
Tom, what are your top juices?
Now, when you listen to that demo, you go, finally, these guys get it.
What? Tom, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Some of us are drunk. What are your top juices?
Tim.
How many do you have listed out?
I have a lot of juices listed here. And I have...
The juice worth the squeeze?
I don't know if this juice is. I have categories. I have favorite juices. Juices that are good but not on their own. Bad juices. And juices that should be better than they are.
Okay, this is very complicated.
Do you have juices?
No.
What are you looking at on your phone then?
I'm looking at my email.
Put your fucking phone away.
I thought you were going to tell me you're
looking at my email.
I thought you were going to tell me.
I am. Pay attention to it.
I am. You started talking about all these different categorizations, and I got bored, so I looked at my. I thought maybe
I'm trying to tell you about the categorizations, so. When you come to halfway through, you're like, these are your favorite? And I have to explain, no, they're only my favorite if they're with other juices.
Well, this is too complicated. Just top five favorite juices. Orange juice, apple juice. Pineapple juice. Like, it's not that hard, Tom.
All right. Yeah, those are three. and then I also have
Wait, are you ranking? What were all the categorizations that I was ignoring?
Well, these are good juices. Juices I like.
Okay, juices Tom likes.
Yeah. I'm also going to include in here one.
And guess what? I'm co-signing everything. This is a joint list.
I'm going to include one.
That's how much trust I have in you.
That I think you're probably going to go, this isn't a juice, but it is a juice. Just not the way.
Is it au jus?
No, just not the way, you know, big business wants you to think of juices.
Yeah.
Coconut water.
I'm thinking it over.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the only difference is like it's easier to get out. What?
Coconut water or coconut milk?
Well, coconut water comes from green coconuts. Okay. And coconut milk comes
but
from like
no,
ripe.
But there's no like pressing or no centrifuge.
You got to crack it open.
Right.
But I imagine if you take like some of that coconut, like I imagine in commercial facilities, they're taking all the like white meat inside and like pressing that to get shit
yeah,
out
okay.
of it too.
All right. I'll allow it. And I've had a few sips of coconut milk. You're like a big like, let's find a cure for the hangover. And not the movie.
Right, because I don't need a cure for that, baby.
Yeah, watch it a lot.
No, I mean, I've definitely
every
heard that.
I watch the I wake up every morning, Tom. Mm-hmm. I wake up an hour and 45 minutes before the rest of my family, so I can watch The Hangover every morning.
Wow. Just so you can come into work and say, yeah, I had The Hangover this morning, but now I'm fine.
No, it's just because I like the movie. It makes me laugh. Do you want to know something?
I didn't mention my last favorite juice.
Wait, hold on. There's something about The Hangover that I think you're gonna like.
Jesus Christ.
Do you remember that Heather Graham was in that movie?
Yes.
Oh.
I
I think people forget that sometimes.
You know what?
She's not like on the poster or
anything. I do forget that, but it was like recently, I think all three were on TV recently, and I like caught some of it. And I was like,
I've never seen even a second of any of the sequels.
I couldn't tell which sequel was which.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So what are your apple juice, orange juice.
Uh-huh. Pineapple juice. Coconut water. And this one was not even listed in the Wikipedia list of juices.
But I'm not sure if it's eligible.
Watermelon juice.
Hmm.
You ever have like a nice watermelon juice?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I like watermelon, Tom. You know, it's a goddamn shame.
What?
That watermelons are so big and unwieldy.
It really is.
Right? Because it makes it like... My son loves watermelon, mm-hmm. and every once in a while he says,
but what are you going
to
do, drag a watermelon with you?
Yeah, we
got
to like go pick up a 15-pound fucking thing to cut up. Imagine if there were just like little watermelons, like, you know, the size of a softball.
The size of a melon.
That we like normalized.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like watermelons.
I'm sure they could breed them that way, right?
Watermelons were selectively breeded like crazy to become what they are now. You know about that?
I know that there's like rectangle ones. He said with such disdain.
I would never eat one of those.
No, I mean, I would buy
one. No, watermelons are one of these things where if you look at a watermelon in a Renaissance painting, it looks like shit. Like it's like, that thing's like all rind and it's got like a million pits. We selectively bred them to be better and better.
Tom, I got to tell you, seedless watermelon is the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
And like people are like, oh, there's still white seeds in there. You can eat the white seeds.
You can eat the white seeds. It's fiber. It's good for you.
About it. Yeah.
Here's a juice. I'm going to cut to the juice that I think could be better, but it isn't.
Okay.
Strawberry juice.
I didn't even consider that could be a juice.
But you don't really like see it anywhere. And I think because it's like not as good as you would think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just hard to juice, but I mean, strawberries are pretty juicy, so who knows? It's a mystery. All right. My bottom.
The worst juices.
The worst juices out
these
there.
These juices should be canceled. These juices should be up there with freaking Harvey Weinstein.
The countdown.
How come Bob Weinstein doesn't get any shit? He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He's his twin brother, for Christ's sakes. He's
not his twin, but I mean,
if somebody gets canceled, their brother should also get canceled.
I mean, let's get.
New rule.
Oh, no. Tim's got his new rules.
If someone gets canceled, their brother should also get canceled.
I mean, I think Bob Weinstein did like get canceled. He just didn't get put in jail.
Yeah. Put him in jail. New rule. Put Bob Weinstein in jail, too.
This is a separate rule? There's a specific rule about him?
Yeah, it's canceled.
If the first rule doesn't get him, here's another one.
Yeah.
If it turns out he wasn't really his brother.
Man, Bill Maher is rolling over in his grave knowing that new rules are being used in this fashion.
Yeah, he's going to come after you. All right, I'm going to start with number five. Five worst.
Five, top, bottom five.
Bottom five.
Top five worst. Bottom five.
Starting with the best of the worst.
Okay.
Cherry juice.
These are all juices, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Whew, I'm not even aware. Have you drank cherry juice before?
Yeah. And it's not like cherry flavored. It's gross.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Why isn't it cherry flavored?
I mean, it's like cherry flavored, but like real cherries, you know, not like a good cherry flavor.
One time, I probably talked about this all the time, but one time I went to a ice cream shop in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we have mint ice cream.
Yeah.
But like, it's not mint that you, like, we use the real herb.
It's not mint like.
We use the real herb
mint.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever had like the mint herb.
Yeah.
It tastes like fucking dirt or whatever.
Yeah, I've had like mint tea and I like that. But it's different.
Why are you doing this? Just get the traditional mint ice cream.
The next one.
Phoenix, are you trying to impress?
Grapefruit juice.
Oh, I like a grapefruit juice.
I just don't like grapefruit.
Too tart?
Yeah. I don't like grape juice either.
I got really into grapefruit at one point.
Yeah.
Where like my in-laws bought me a grapefruit spoon.
Wow. I remember like my grandmother had one of those.
Yeah, it's serrated on one end.
Nice.
So you can cut through the bullshit.
Yeah.
No, the new rules are cutting through the bullshit.
Number three, Tim, where is it? Beet juice.
Never had it.
I don't know if I have either, but yeah, I don't like
you just
it.
Don't like beets.
I don't like beets. And,
you and your fiance hate.
She really
hate
hates
beets,
but I don't
like
them.
She's put her whole identity on online.
Number two. Oh, but here's another one of your favorites. Prune juice.
Why? Because it keeps me regular. What is a thing? Like, what does prune juice do? It's for old people?
Yeah, it's for old people. I guess to keep them regular, but in a way that's different than Metamucil.
But prunes are just plums, right?
Yeah, like dried plums.
But like, why make juice out of the dried version? Why not just make plum juice?
Yeah. Well, there's plum wine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why it turns into wine.
It turns into wine too quick.
That's what I was reading about before I get to my number one here. Like when juice was first invented, when pasteurization was first invented, a dentist by the name of Thomas B. Welch developed a pasteurization method that allowed for the storage of juice without the juice fermenting into alcohol. Boo! Before this guy, people were like, oh, I'll take one juice, please. And then they're like, hey, I'm going to put this in my closet for 3 months and then get fucked up on it later. And then this guy came out and he was selling this new juice as Dr. Welch's unfermented wine.
No.
But he is not the Welch that created Welch's fruit juice later on.
Oh, it's a different guy?
Different guy. Isn't that a crazy coincidence? And it wasn't like named after him. It was a different Welch that was like, oh, I'm going to make juices, I guess.
Wow. Well, I guess Welch is just a juice dynasty.
Hey, Welch means juice. I'll do the plugs before I reveal number one.
Okay, good. Your least favorite juice.
If you like the show, check out more at tcgt.com. You can find all our social media links, our Reddit, our Discord, all that fun stuff. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on Blue Sky at Your Pal Tim.
And you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide. This week, we watched Encino Man after reading Sapiens.
Yeah. Pauly Shore.
The Pauly Shore, Brendan Fraser, Sean Astin classic.
The other guy that won an Oscar.
What other guy?
From Goonies.
Sean Astin?
No, the other guy.
What guy?
From Goonies.
Sloth?
No, he was in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
I'm looking at it in my head.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yes. Yeah, and he's
which is why I'm like, what was his name again, Tom?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom too. Mm-hmm.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, he's also in it. He has like a few lines. He has a little part in there.
Everybody was talking about it. We'll talk about it in the episode, but everybody's talking about it around Oscar time. Like, two Oscar winners were in the same movie. Yeah.
Patreon.com/completeguide. You can hear little tidbits like that and more. Hey, nice little taste for the episode. Hey, save some for the episode, Tim. Tim, it's time to reveal my number one worst juice.
All right, here we go.
Clam juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to mention I do like tomato juice. Even though during our tomatoes episode a few weeks ago, I said I don't like tomatoes. I do like tomato juice.
Huh.
But I think it's like it's salty.
You're just like in Bloody Marys.
No, because I don't drink vodka. I'll get a Bloody Caesar, which has tequila.
Ah.
If it's offered.
Would you like one?
Well, since you're offering, yeah, I'd love one.
I'll go whip one up.
No, but I like I like V8. I like that. Not all the time, but like sometimes it's like, oh, I'm in the mood for a V8.
It's got a lot of sodium, Tom.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't like drink it all the time. But you can get the low sodium one. It's still got a lot of sodium, but it still tastes pretty good.
Clam juice sucks. Fuck clams.
Yeah. All right.
See you next week.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.